I'm Peggy Sellers, and this is The Daily Thread, helping you find the thread of God's presence in your daily life. Psalm 15 is called, in my Bible, a description of a citizen of Zion. And David begins with a question, a very important question. O Lord, who may abide in thy tent? Who may dwell on thy holy hill? In other words, who can live in the presence of the Holy One? Think of Moses on Mount Sinai in Exodus 19. The mountains covered with smoke as the Lord descended in fire. The whole mountain trembled. The sound was like trumpets growing louder and louder. Moses was sent to warn the people to not even touch the foot of the mountain. The people heard thunder and saw lightning flashes. It was so frightening that they thought they would die and begged Moses to intercede between them and the Lord. Also think of Isaiah's vision of God in chapter 6 of Isaiah. He saw the Lord sitting on the throne. He saw a seraphim around the throne calling out, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts." He saw the foundations tremble and the temple filled with smoke, and he cried out, "Woe is me, for I am ruined." To be in the presence of Almighty God is certainly not something that we can do casually or without preparation. The unrighteous will not see God, we are told in the Word. We come only because we have been, quote, sanctified through the offering of the body of Jesus Christ once for all, Hebrews 10:10. Because of his offering, we are forgiven. And verse 19 says, "Therefore, brethren, we have confidence to enter the holy place by the blood of Jesus." Because of Jesus, we can abide in the Lord's tent and dwell on his holy hill. Because of Jesus, we can walk with integrity and work righteousness. Because of Jesus, we can speak truth in our hearts. He removes slander from our tongues and reproach from our hearts and evil towards others. He makes us see the reprobate clearly so that we will not be deceived. He enables us to give honor to his holy ones. He gives us courage to commit to honesty, even if it hurts us. And he shows us how to be just and merciful. He leads us away from the temptation to make money and harm others. And he makes us immovable and steadfast in our faith. Because of Jesus, we have a new and living way to enter the holy place, to become a citizen of Zion. So let us draw near with a sincere heart in full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled clean from an evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water. Let us hold fast the confession of our hope without wavering, for he who promised is faithful. Hebrews 10:22-23. Father in heaven, you sit on the throne. You are holy, holy, holy. Oh, the privilege of entering your presence through Jesus Christ, our great high priest. How marvelous that his offering has made a way for us to be clean and pure. We draw near to you, Father, because we have put our faith in Jesus. We have hope because Jesus Christ, the Son. Thank you. We know that we cannot come on our own merits, but only through the Blessed Son. We come in his name by his power to offer our praise and thanksgiving. Fill us with your Holy Spirit that we might continue to walk in your ways. Fill us with the knowledge of your will that we might walk in a manner worthy of you, with integrity and righteousness, truth and kindness. May we do justice and love mercy. May we walk this day with you, humbly trusting in you for all our needs. Amen. The Daily Thread is a podcast from the Zephyr Hills Alliance Church. You can learn more about the ministries of our church by signing up for our newsletter at zaccma.org. You can follow us on Instagram or Facebook and subscribe to our podcast channel wherever you listen to podcasts.